This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily where you can join us and bring up what is on your mind. The us in studio tonight being me, Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And, well, there was actually some pretty big news yesterday. Bigger news, in my opinion, on Tuesday that was not covered on the show last night. That being the Department of Justice, the federal Department of Justice, having investigated the Baltimore Police Department and determining that the cops involved in the death of Freddie Gray do not deserve to be charged with any crime.
So these police officers were also not charged by the Baltimore District Attorney?
They were charged.
Charged, but not found guilty?
But they were acquitted in separate trials.
Okay.
There's speculation that if they had opted to prosecute them jointly of these are six co-defendants and had a joint trial, then there would have been some guilty verdicts.
Right.
But because reasons, each person wound up going in a separate trial. And I think there were really only three trials before they just dropped the charges against the other ones or took some kind of agreement.
Yeah, I couldn't remember exactly because it's been a while.
But again, Freddie Gray died in April of 2015. It's been 2.5 years.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like there's been so many of these cases that the details of this one, I don't remember.
Right. So let me jump into the story, and they do go over some of the details here.
I do remember the name, just not the details.
Right.
Right. So again, this from 2 days ago, the story comes from UPI, and it will be posted on Facebook and Twitter. The Department of Justice has decided against bringing federal civil rights charges against the officers involved in the death of Freddie Gray. DOJ officials ultimately decided that there was not sufficient evidence to meet the burden of proof for federal charges. The DOJ wrote in a release statement, quote, "It's not enough to show that the officers made a mistake, acted negligently, acted by accident, or even exercised bad judgment. Although Gray's death is undeniably tragic, the evidence in this case is insufficient to meet the substantial evidentiary requirements." Adding, the investigation into this incident has been closed without prosecution.
It's interesting. You know, the high standard of evidence that must be presented. Is there always a high evidence standard when ordinary people are tried by the U.S. government? Seems to me that the standard seems to be a little bit lower.
Right. And let's talk about one of these people that I think most normal, I don't want to say normal because that's relative, but most adults with a fully functioning brain would acknowledge that Ross Ulbricht is a political prisoner. When Ross Ulbricht...
I plead the fifth. I don't know anything about Ross. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. I don't know. Well,
I read that Ross like was trying to like purchase a hitman or something like that.
I'm sure you probably read that, and the prosecution mentioned that in passing during the trial, even though that was never one of the charges. He has never been charged with that. He's never been convicted of that because there's not enough evidence to bring a charge or a conviction.
Right.
But it's something that, well, this prosecutor person said it, and then some media outlet is going to run with it. And again, not anything he was ever charged or convicted of.
Okay.
Ross Ulbricht is sitting in jail.
That's a pretty bad thing if he did do it.
Well,
of course, if he did do it.
Allegedly, the judge in that case rapes penguins. There's no evidence that she does it, but I heard somebody say...
Did you really, Daryl, or did you just make that
up? I'm just not forming an opinion.
I heard someone say that nationally syndicated radio.
Was that someone you?
I heard someone say it after I mentioned that it was an alleged thing. But again, you know, it's just this allegation that got thrown out. But Ross Ulbricht was convicted of having created a website where people could buy and sell illegal substances. Mm-hmm. And even if Ross was convicted of that hiring a hitman thing that, again, he was never charged with or convicted of because there's no evidence that it actually happened. But even if the federal sentence for that is 10 years, he has two life sentences plus 40 for creating a website. He's a political prisoner. But in his trial, there was evidence of prosecutorial misconduct. There was evidence of investigators being corrupt, having had access to things they should not have had access to. Extortion. Federal officials were extorting Ross Ulbricht.
Right, and we have a couple of them in jail.
But Ross Ulbricht's defense team was not allowed to bring that up because it didn't benefit the state. But here, because, well, the people being investigated are the state, they're giving, you know, this super high burden of, it's not enough to show that the officers made a mistake, acted negligently, acted by accident, whatever that means, or even exercised bad judgment.
Right.
Now, what happened with Freddie Gray is he was arrested, placed in the back of basically a paddy wagon, not secured into a seat, handcuffed with his hands behind his back, and then they were driving around the city making very rough stops. It's something called a nickel ride.
Right.
There's evidence that they made, what was it, six stops from the time he was picked up until they got to the police department?
Something like that. Again, the details, I'm going to rely on you for those.
I do remember that, Keith.
Yep. Severe spinal cord injury, broken neck, fell into a coma, died a week later. Six police officers involved in Gray's arrest and handling were charged with various crimes, including the most serious of second-degree depraved murder. All six were acquitted of the various charges in separate bench trials.
Somebody needs to be going to jail for that. That's messed up.
Gray's family, however, and this is the really weird part of this story, Gray's family was awarded $6.4 million in a civil suit against Baltimore officials, but the Department of Justice says there's not enough evidence to bring civil rights charges.
They did nothing wrong, but here's $6.4 million.
That basically sounds like hush money to me.
Yeah.
Your calls
and
thoughts.
So what was he arrested for originally? To get in the back of the paddy wagon.
I don't remember. I think he ran or something. Let me pull that up.
But it was not a violent offense. It wasn't anything with a victim.
No.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Were you able to find that? Because that's a detail that I do remember seeing originally.
Police allege that he was found with an illegal switchblade. But, again,
how would they know that? Like, you can't just search somebody.
Actually, they can just search people. Can. It's called a Terry stop.
Is that legal where he was picked up?
That's something that the United States Supreme Court has authorized Terry stops.
I thought the Supreme Court ruled that you can't just stop and search somebody, though.
Stop and search. You can say, we think that you may be somebody that committed a crime, so now we're going to search you. But it can't just be, oh, pleasant day, let me pat you down.
I'll give you all the details, and you guys can come up with why they felt that they had probable cause, or why they said they did. Mm-hmm. Police encountered Freddie Gray on the morning of April 12, 2015, in the streets near Baltimore's Gilmore Housing Project, an area known to have high use of poverty, or high poverty, high drug use, and a police officer made eye contact.
There you go.
Yeah.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea. Free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the story about Freddie Gray here in just a moment. Actually, it's a story about what the Department of Justice decided to do with the police involved in the death of Freddie Gray. We'll get back into that in just a moment. But I've got a very important question for you. Do you eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day? If you said no, well, don't worry. You've got company because only about 10% of people actually are. But there's more bad news. A preponderance of research is showing that you really need 10 servings a day. That's nearly a gallon of fruits and vegetables in their raw form. Only about 1% of the population gets that. What's the prize for accomplishing this feat? Well, protection against obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and cancer, plus enough antioxidants to neutralize all 5 known free radicals. Worthy goals, right? Well, I've been getting that, and I want you to join me. And here's a secret. We're going to cheat. Use whole food, or actually fruit and veggie total, from the makers of Whole Food Multicomplete. So join me in eating better, losing weight, living longer, and feeling better. Go to simplifymysupplements.com, get some fruit and veggie total, and if you use coupon code FTL, you save 10%. Plus, they'll give you a free shaker bottle with the order. Simplifymysupplements.com, code FTL.
Yeah, we were talking about Freddie Gray and how the arrest went down because it's been a long time. I know Heather couldn't remember exactly. I couldn't remember exactly. So we pulled up the timeline from NPR, and basically it went like this. On April 12, 2015, at about 8:45 a.m. in the morning, 26-year-old Freddie Gray made eye contact with police officers in his West Baltimore neighborhood. According to the charging document filed by police, Gray, quote, fled unprovoked upon noticing police presence, unquote. So basically, if you decide that you're going to go for a run when there are police around, there's your grounds for arrest. That's one. After a brief foot chase, the charging document states, Gray was apprehended and police found, quote, a knife clipped to the inside of his front right pants pocket, unquote. Police alleged the, quote, switchblade was illegal, but Baltimore Chief Prosecutor Marilyn J. Mosby said the knife was not a switchblade and was legal under Maryland law. So she says Lieutenant Brian W. Rice, Officer Edward M. Nero, and Officer Garrett E. Miller illegally arrested Gray. This was coming from the original case in Baltimore. According to the police report, Gray was arrested without force or incident, but the prosecution paints a slightly different picture. Again, it's an older story, saying that when Gray was placed on the ground, he began to flail his legs. Officer Miller placed Gray in a restraining technique known as a, quote, leg lace. And, Daryl, you looked that up.
I pulled up a video, and it's basically if you sort of weave somebody's legs.
Intertwine your legs in between them?
No, actually, the video theirs. That I saw, you take your arms and sort of, you know, wrap their one leg around the other leg.
Right. So basically at this point, according to a witness, Kevin Moore, Gray is, quote, screaming for his life at this point. One officer said Moore has a knee in Gray's neck. Another was bending his leg backward, description consistent with the leg lace move.
Yeah, I think I would be screaming as well if somebody had a knee on the back of my neck and somebody else was wrenching my legs and knees.
Yep. At that point, they had him folded up like a piece of origami, according to Moore. He was all bent up. At some point during this confrontation, Gray tells police officers he has asthma and he needs an inhaler. Police officers say at this point the prosecution said at this point they should have been calling for medical help, but they didn't. So videos from that scene showing Gray apparently screaming in pain caused a lot of controversy. Gray is eventually put in a van, and Lieutenant Rice asks Officer Caesar R. Goodson Jr. to make a stop a few blocks down at Baker Street, according to police. At this point, officers describe Gray as acting irately. He was angry. He wasn't a happy camper. According to the prosecution, this is when officers put flexicuffs around Gray's hands, and they also put on leg shackles. Let's see.
And did not secure him into any of the seats in the back of the van.
Correct. Let's see. Baltimore Sun spoke to Tobias Sellers, who said he heard shouts at that stop. Sun reported Sellers, 59, said he was among those who started moving towards Gray and saw police beating him. They were taking their black batons, whatever they are, and hitting him. Gray is then put back in the van, at this time, according to prosecutors, on his stomach.
But they took him out of the van, so they put him in the van, went somewhere, and took him out and beat him?
According to, and Chris, we don't need to keep going in the article, but according to some reports, there were 6 stops between when he was picked up and when they finally got to the police station.
And they were taking him out and, like, beating him at each of these stops?
No, I don't think so. That happened at least on this one.
And there was a witness?
There were witnesses at basically all of these stops.
Right, because there was another guy in the back of the van.
Right.
So, again, all of that, the Baltimore courts found that, well, they didn't commit any of the crimes that they were charged with. The family of Freddie Gray, again, awarded $6.4 million in a civil lawsuit filed against Baltimore City officials. But the Department of Justice, the U.S. Department of Justice, decided that there's not enough evidence to bring federal civil rights charges. The investigation originally opened when Barack Obama was the president, but, well, he's not been the president since January, and as they say, there's a new sheriff in town.
No, okay, like, Barack Obama had anything to do with this case. Come on now. Like, he's busy in his... was busy by his desk, you know, occasionally.
I didn't say
Barack
Obama was investigating. I said the investigation began in his presidency.
Yeah, right. But what does that have to do with it?
It has to do with, well, the president appoints the attorney general, which is the person that oversees the investigations in the Department of Justice.
Yeah, but the judge ultimately makes the decision. And that judge hasn't changed.
The Department of Justice decides whether to bring a charge. They're the chief prosecutors.
And they decided there's not enough here to even go before a judge. So there's
Eric
no trial.
Eric Holder was, you know, one of those people that probably leaned a little closer to, yeah, they probably violated something. But again, the investigation didn't finish when he was still in. Now, with Jeff Sessions as the attorney general, Jeff Sessions, one of these Law and Order America types, Jeff Sessions' Department of Justice decided that, yeah, you can rough up a black kid and no charges.
He didn't say that. What he said was, what the Department of Justice said was, we don't see that there's enough evidence here. And I think that's a travesty. I think by any account, by anything that's been presented in this case, it should go to trial.
Yep, and I'm just curious if things would have turned out differently if Freddie Gray were lighter.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G, miracle.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And there's a little bit more to this story that we're talking about. The update out of Baltimore, or actually out of Washington, D.C., about Baltimore, where the U.S. Department of Justice has decided that the police officers involved in the death of Freddie Gray will not face any federal civil rights charges. Again, a little bit more to that we'll get back into in just a moment. But if you are listening to the podcast version of the show, leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever service you use to listen to the podcast, because when you get higher reviews, that sort of, algorithms and whatnot, and it, bumps us up in the ratings and then allows more people to find the show. So again, if you use iTunes, and really I think you have to use like an Apple device to use iTunes. I run Android. I can't use iTunes, but
does it give them, like, can they do that to like each like, week? You know what I mean? You know how, like, we all do Thursdays? Like, what if they like Thursdays better than Mondays? Is there a way to rate Thursdays?
No, you cannot. I don't believe you can rate individual episodes, but you can just, you know, rate the show. And by rating the show, it, you know, increases and bumps it up the list. Yeah. Makes it easier for people to find the show. And then get more people exposed to the ideas of Liberty. So leave us a review.
I hope people like our little Thursday night crew.
So getting back into the article here, again, there's a little bit more to this specific article, and UPI actually links over to something that happened in April of this year. Again, the death of Freddie Gray in 2015, the six officers involved all did face charges in Baltimore. They were all acquitted of their various charges in separate bench trials. The family of Freddie Gray, again, awarded $6.4 million in a civil suit against Baltimore City officials. The administration of Barack Obama opened an investigation into Baltimore's criminal justice system. The department also opened a civil rights investigation into the death of Gray. The latest DOJ decision officially closes the latter investigation. The broader investigation into the city's police and court system concluded last year found that officers and officials engaged in various forms of racial discrimination, unconstitutional action, and excessive force. The investigation's findings resulted in a consent decree that ordered Baltimore police and the court system to undertake sweeping reforms, and there was a consent decree signed earlier this year on that. Despite the wishes of current Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who did not want any reforms in the Baltimore system. Now, jumping over to go into some of the details on that consent decree, again, from April of this year, there was a four-hour hearing in front of U.S. District Judge James K. Brader, who heard from Baltimore residents and community organizers asking for approval of the agreement. The city and the U.S. Department of Justice, led at the time by Obama Attorney General Loretta Lynch, agreed on the terms of the decree after a federal investigation of city and police court, or city police and city courts, found numerous examples of racial discrimination, unconstitutional action, and excessive force. The majority of those speaking.
Can I pause you? What's an example of racial, like when they say they found examples, like what exactly, how do you prove, right? That if a let's say an officer pulls someone over, he happens to be of color, he kicks the crap out of them or whatever. Like, how do you prove it was motivated by racism when, you know, you have Kelly Thomas, the same thing's happening to him where he's in Philadelphia there, beaten to death by six cops. Like, how do you pinpoint it and say, without a doubt, this is the reason this officer did what he did was because of racism and not just because the cop was a jerk, for example.
Well, I don't have the entire investigation from the DOJ in front of me, but I can think of a few examples. So let's say that I wind up getting pulled over by a police officer. I am not a black man. And the cop walks up and said, you know, license, registration, blah, da, 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 da. Oh, I see that you've got a warrant in South Carolina. Can you please kindly step out of the car? You know, we're not going to extradite you, but just, you know, like, take you in for a couple hours and, you know, see what South Carolina wants to do. Or they just say, you know what? I don't really want to deal with the paperwork. Have a nice day, sir. And then that same officer pulls over a young black man, and just immediately upon getting to the side of the vehicle, yanks the guy out of the vehicle, even though, you know, no record, no warrants, etc.
Okay, well then here's my thing. Look, what's the definition then of racism today? Because could it be
they're not saying racism; they're saying racial discrimination.
I thought when you read it, you said racism.
Nope. Racial discrimination, right. Unconstitutional action, and excessive force.
Well, if,
so beating the crap out of somebody is excessive force and unconstitutional actions.
Right.
And if you're only beating the crap out of people, or the vast majority of whom you're beating the crap out of are minorities, that also is racial discrimination.
But wasn't there, like, there was a study done, right, where they took, like, I can't remember the details exactly, but I thought it was they took inmates, or they took... Or they took people, right, and they had them role play like a prisoner in me.
Stanford prison experiment.
Yeah, where the ones that ended up role playing the, you know, guards or whatever started treating the prisoners.
They were torturing the inmates.
Like less than human. So there's like a mentality that comes with it, right? Like, perhaps because laws tend to target victimless. Crimes tend to target lower income communities, right? So they're mostly made up of minorities, therefore, like,
right,
maybe...
that's the inherent racism that a lot of people talk about.
I look at, like, when I think of racism, though, I think, like, somebody, like, I don't like you specifically because of your skin color, not, like, where, like, an officer might unproportionately arrest more people of color than another one because he's used to policing lower income communities of higher minority descent, or whatever you want to call it.
Chris,
you know,
jump
what I mean?
In on this.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, there have been some, and I'm trying to pull up a story because, and I can't find it right off the bat, but basically it was cops talking about cops. You know, are they surprised? It had to do with... Actually, I know where I got it. It was a story that was an attempt to be the first database of crimes committed by police officers. And they took their data, and it's being released. It was a Vice story. They took their data to a few police officers, and they said, are you surprised by any of this? And they're like, well, no. I suspect that in inner cities and things like that where they are... you know, fighting the good fight against the war on drugs and things like that, which are going to take place more often than not in poor neighborhoods.
Right.
And poor neighborhoods are more likely to be populated by more minorities
mm-hmm.
than white suburbs. Then I can see those types of things developing in people. I don't agree with it. I hate it.
Real briefly, what was in the consent decree? The decree ordered new restrictions on the city's police officers, gave them or required more training and more supervision, also requires better technology and equipment, and enhanced civilian oversight and transparency. And that's something
right.
that the police don't like. They don't want civilian oversight. They don't want transparency. They want to be able to do what they do in the cover of darkness and get away with it, like the six officers that killed Freddie Gray. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose, top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. Nexus.freetalklive.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur, there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Where can you go for the finest jumbo white butterfly shrimp rolled in panko breadcrumbs and cooked to golden perfection? Only at Long John Silver's. Try the new panko butterfly shrimp. Wait, what? You want more? Well, for a limited time only, you could kick up the flavor with our sweet and tangy sauce. What could possibly top this? You could add a delicious deep-fried Twinkie for only 99 cents. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more. At participating locations, see store for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And you want a better financial system for everyone? Consider joining Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, can be private, and it's easy. The fees are low and transactions are fast or can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org to find out why. We've been talking about the Freddie Gray situation, specifically because the Department of Justice earlier this week decided that the six officers involved in the death of Freddie Gray had not violated federal civil rights laws of any sort, despite the family having won a $6.4 million civil suit against Baltimore City officials.
Right.
And then that led into a broader discussion about, is there, you know, inherent racism in the system? Is there racial discrimination? How do you define racial discrimination? How do you prove racial discrimination? And Chris, you mentioned that there was some kind of database being created. We'll get into that. But first, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. We've got John calling in from Minnesota. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Hello, John in Minnesota, going once. John in Minnesota going twice. I will put John on hold.
Yeah, I just try to go back.
Was there something there? John?
Hello?
Hey,
yep,
there
you're
you
on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, great. I was like, oh, no, it's my first time calling. Is that working?
No worries.
Yep, I was going to put you on hold. Thought you might have been, you know, a bad sell there for a second. But you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right, thanks. I was having a conversation with one of my coworkers about racial discrimination in, like, inner city. And he's kind of a younger guy. And he's like, well, what kind of creative solutions do you have? And I said, well, we just, if we repeal all the drug laws, how do you feel about that? And he's like, well, yeah, you wouldn't be putting people in prison and stuff like that. And I said, cool, so you would just take it away? And he says, yeah. And I said, okay. Now, if you do that, you're taking away the black market for drugs and things like that. So a way to make income in that inner city, you know, is to get all that. So now you're taking away a revenue stream for them. And if you're going to take all the people that were in prison and then they... Now they're part of that community. The community becomes flooded and jobs become even more scarce in that sort of situation. So I was just curious, because I'm a new listener, what you guys would think of that sort of scenario, like having this unintended consequence.
So hold on. Let me see if I understand what you're asking. And Heather, sounds like you've got a response. I just want to make sure that I understand the question. The question is, if we get rid of the drug war, then there would be a lot of people that would no longer have jobs because the jobs that they have are in the black market, and the black market would no longer exist, and then you'd have all of these people being released from prison, and it would just drive up the unemployment rate. Is that basically the question?
Yeah, that was kind of... I mean, I'm not saying it would happen.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I understood the question. Heather, it sounded like you were going to jump in with something here.
Well, at first I was trying to understand what he was saying, but I think, it's kind of like he's asking us what would happen if we were to repeal the drug laws and now all these inner city kids don't have the drugs to deal and push. What are they going to do, right?
Wind up selling them. They just wouldn't be facing felonies for doing so.
Right. And I'm saying,
nobody is trying to, crack down on farmers markets because you're dealing in tomatoes and nightshades.
Right. Exactly.
No, they would be able to sell openly and not have to worry about criminal charges.
Yeah, and I think also
to some extent. Now, there was the story a couple days ago about the hot dog vendor that wound up having all of the money seized because, well, we think that this is an illegal hot dog stand and something, give us all the money.
Right.
And all of the hot dogs.
I would say that it would... Oh, go ahead. No, please.
And what I was saying to him, and I said it would bring in, more competition because everyone would be able to openly sell and things like that, and it would drive the cost down, and, and it would be better for everyone. However, you would be... Because he's focusing on the racial element of it, and I'm like, no, you're going to get a lot of entrepreneurs that are coming there and take over this market that otherwise, seems to be... that there is a racial element to that in the inner city. And how would you be willing to deal with those unintended consequences? I think everyone should be able to freely sell it and grow it, everything like that.
Right.
And that'd be fine, criminalized at all.
I think the big thing you would do that I would see would be it would remove violence from the system that the drug war has created. So...
Yep.
Inner cities are dangerous places to live, to travel to drive through at high rates of speed, because bullets can be flying around. And if you remove that violence, you remove the threat of violence from the police, and as the cost goes down, I think more people would be able to be more mobile. And
I look at it this way. If somebody were to ask me that question, like right now, if you look at the way the war on drugs is, it's like we're spending so much money on it. There's so many people overdosing and dying. There's so much crime, right? The war, like, it, if we were to decriminalize or legalize or whatever and stop arresting these people, how much worse could it really get from what it's already at? You know, like, I don't know. Exactly. I don't know what the unintended consequences are going to be, but I can tell you that the consequences of having the war on drugs are not good. And that is why I'd be willing to decriminalize drugs to see if it makes it better than what we're currently getting.
And you know, there is this wonderful example, and John, thank you for the call. There's this wonderful example that we can look to. There's a wonderful example that we can look to show what happened.
He's a first-time caller. You should ask him if he had any final thoughts, Daryl.
He was on for half of the segment.
call back again.
You're a good caller.
Yeah, I like John.
But only one call per night.
God, you give Scott from Massachusetts more time.
No, I give Scott about 45 seconds. But there's a wonderful example that we can look at of what does happen when you wind up getting rid of the drug war.
Portugal,
16 years ago, depenalized every substance up to what they consider to be personal use amounts, which is a 10-day supply. If you have a 10-day supply in the United States, even in states that have decriminalized, you're getting hit with intent to distribute charges.
Right.
What happened in Portugal, drug use rates went down. Drug abuse rates went down. The people going to get treatment for medical problems, because that's what addiction is. Addiction is a medical problem. People going to get medical help for their medical problem increased. So there wasn't, you know, any of this unintended, oh no, everybody's overdosing on heroin the first day that there's no criminal penalties.
Yeah, I think in America we would see all sorts of positive effects that we haven't even contemplated. Like I said, I think it would be a revitalization of many parts of cities, because that basically the drug war locks people in.
The crime element is removed.
Right. You remove the criminal element. People can then not have to worry day to day. They don't have to take these jobs that are so high risk. And people are going to live longer. You're going to have people that are not getting shot and killed either by police or by rival drug gangs. And people are capital, too. Labor is a capital resource, and if you provide more labor to an area, then it can produce more.
And then you would also have the whole thing of items are being sold on the free market, so if something's being sold as cocaine that is not actually cocaine, well, people are going to be able to leave reviews on Yelp about, the corner store's not actually selling this. And it would wind up being safer because then you're not worrying about trying to, make something in your bathroom. You're not, doing shake and bake meth. You're not mixing things with tainted products and tainted bathtubs and whatnot.
I'm just going to throw it out there. I don't condone drug use by any means.
Why not?
Because, like unhealthy drug habits and like shooting drugs, like
How about healthy drug habits?
Be responsible.
Yeah,
be responsible.
Anything that rots your teeth? No, I don't know.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Heather says no sugar.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dinovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dinovite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dinovite. DINOVITE.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.